This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Another Wednesday. Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Ojalá que todos estén bien. Gracias por venir otra semana a escucharnos. We definitely appreciate you all.
Yes, but we're here for true crime. Entonces, hoy vamos a hablar sobre el caso that really surprised us. And I feel like this is a case about one person who is only thinking about themselves.
And as usual, we will talk about sensitive topics. Entonces, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's jump in.
So I think this is our first case that's based in Spain, right? I can't recall any other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so this is based in Elche, España. And so for that reason, we must say that we don't know like about the laws y cómo funciona todo eso. So just a quick disclaimer here. We won't dig too deep into like the whole...
Yeah. It's not our expertise. We're going to focus on the true crime and the order of events. And so in our research, we couldn't find actual names. No pudimos encontrar los nombres de esta familia. And we are thinking maybe because the person involved is a minor. Again, we're not too sure de las leyes de España and maybe why they aren't releasing names.
Which is kind of like really interesting that there was like this whole case, but no names.
Mm-hmm.
And so this case is shocking because you just don't expect it. Like, you never see it taking this turn. So este caso es de una familia de 4. Es el padre, la madre con 2 hijos. Uno de 15 años y el otro de 10. Los dos eran hombres. Y como dijimos, los nombres no han sido revelados.
Y por unos días nadie supo nada sobre la familia. No contestaban los teléfonos, no contestaban mensajes y no se estaban comunicando con nadie.
And for that reason, una vecina y la hermana de la mamá se empezaron a preocupar porque no sabía nada de ellos. And it was just kind of strange. You know, I feel like one day, okay, but after a while, you're just like, huh. Entonces, ellas dos fueron a la casa de la familia y se encontraron con noticias espantosas.
El hijo de 15 años era la única persona en la casa. Y él les confesó lo que él había hecho. Él les dijo que él mató a su papá y a su mamá y a su hermano de 10 años.
Ellas no perdieron más tiempo y le avisaron a las autoridades. Y el muchacho confesó todo otra vez.
And so the story goes. El 8 de febrero del año 2022, el muchacho de 15 años llegó a casa del colegio. Un centro, el Vicente Verdú de Elche. Y cuando llegó su mamá a la casa, le empezó a decir cosas... que era un muchacho vago y que le iba a quitar sus videojuegos, el internet. Y entonces él se subió a su habitación y allí es donde hizo su plan.
We read that he had bad grades, but the thing is that he wasn't always like this. He had good grades before y de la nada he started getting bad grades. And not only that, but he was just not doing his chores around the house, kind of like being rebellious, going against his parents and just doing what he wanted to do.
It is a complicated age and you're dealing with like school and a lot of like growth and emotions and you want to feel a little bit more independent. but that is no excuse to what he did. But before we get there, back to like the story and the order of events. So él estaba muy enojado. He was upset that he didn't have his video games, que no tenía internet. Entonces él decidió agarrar la pistola que le pertenecía a su padre, which was locked up, but everyone knew where the keys were. So technically everyone had access to this gun.
And that's kind of scary. Like even if it's locked up, but everyone has access, mm-hmm. like me as a mom, I don't know. Entonces el muchacho bajó de su cuarto y le disparó dos veces a su mamá por la espalda. And his little brother tried running away, but the 15-year-old went after him too and shot him. The father was not home at the time. Y entonces el muchacho esperó casi una hora hasta que llegó su papá y también lo mató a él.
El muchacho solo tenía 15 años, and as we mentioned, his name has not been released to the public. Este muchacho asesinó a su mamá, a su papá y a su hermano de 10 años. He shot his mom 2 times, shot his brother 2 times, and then shot his dad 3 times.
Y después de hacer esto, it's a bit disturbing, but él le tomó fotos a los cuerpos con el celular de su papá.
And at this point, you know, a lot of you may be asking, like, did anyone hear the gunshots? And, you know, did the neighbors hear anything? Because in total, he shot that gun 7 times. But lo que leímos es que in this area, it was really common for people to fire their gun to scare animals away from their cosechas.
And also, I mean, we read about how sometimes, like, it happens right next to your house and the neighbor has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so after committing a triple murder, he then took the bodies to, like, a shed type of thing y los amontonó.
Y después de hacer esto, él les dice a sus amigos that he tested positive for COVID-19. Y la razón por qué él hace esto es porque él quería jugar videojuegos. And he did this for 3 days straight. He stayed home and played video games and doing all this while his family is dead in the shed.
And I feel like that's what shows that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, like he had no remorse. He just went along his life playing video games. Los familiares y amigos todos están sorprendidos por lo que hizo el muchacho de 15 años. Because he was described as a normal kid. Like, he, yeah, was being rebellious, but at the end of the day, like, you know, there were no major red flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult to say, but I feel like this wasn't a moment of rage because this kid had a lot of time to think, right? Yeah. He, still decided to kill his father when he got home.
Like, that was an hour he could have reflected and, you know. Durante la investigación, el joven se encontraba detenido while he was awaiting trial en la Fiscalía de Menores.
And just a reminder, we aren't experts and we don't know much about las leyes de España. And this is all that we got from the research. La ley de menor en España means that it all falls under social services. And that means that the maximum sentence son 5 años de ayuda fisiología and 3 years of probation.
Which, I mean, kind of is cool because, like, it's kind of touching along the sides of, like, mental health. And, I mean, these are young kids, you know, and it's like, who knows what they were really going through? Who knows what's going on in their brain? So it definitely has its pros and its cons.
Yeah, it's pros and cons. Like, even here in the States, there's a conversation of people making their lives and, you know, getting better and yeah. taking all these programs and becoming good citizens after a crime. And yeah, that's up for debate. And it's a long one. And I feel like it's not just black and white.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, but that would be a whole separate podcast to discuss about. But we won't get into that because, again, it's not black and white, and there's a lot of things to think about.
And also, if, like, this is all the time he's doing, a lo mejor por eso nunca mencionaron su nombre. So, like, when he does complete this, like, he's able to just go on and, like, live a normal life instead mm-hmm. of everyone knowing his name and the horrible things that he did.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, yeah, that is all that we have for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week.